Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was assembled as one man from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, unto Jehovah at Mizpah. And the chiefs of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. And the children of Israel said, "Tell us, how was this wickedness brought to pass?" Judges 20:1-3. "How bad does it have to get before a nation will rise up in judgment against evildoers? It seems that every society has troubled spots. Wars and rumors of wars have existed ever since nations have existed, and so it is with our own. The question rings loudly among the citizens, how long will the leadership allow evildoers to prosper before they do something?" Within our text of Judges 20, in response to the question posed by the whole congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "Tell us, how was this wickedness brought to pass?" the event the Levite described and the occasion of the assembly of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, that is, from one end of the nation to the other, unfolded in Judges 19 and relates the occasion of which the Levite traveled. You're encouraged to read the entire text, but for our intent, we will enter the text as the Levite turned aside to lodge in Gibeah and set him down in the street of the city. "And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at even. Now the man was of the hill country of Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, 'Whither goest thou, and whence comest thou?' And he said unto him, 'We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, unto the farther side of the hill country of Ephraim. From thence am I, and I went to Bethlehem, Judah. And I am now going to the house of Jehovah. And there is no man that taketh me into his house. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses. And there is bread and wine also for me and for thy handmaid, and for the young man that is with thy servants. There is no want of anything.' And the old man said, 'Peace be unto thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me. Only lodge not in the street.' So he brought him into his house and gave his asses fodder, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. As they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain base fellows, beset the house round about, beating at the door. And they spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, 'Bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may know him.' And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, 'Nay, my brethren, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into my house. Do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a virgin, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do not any such folly.' But the men would not hearken to him. So the man laid hold on his concubine and brought her forth unto them. And they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was, till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house with her hands upon the threshold. And he said unto her, 'Up and let us be going.' But none answered. Then he took her up upon the ass, and the man rose up and get him unto his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her limb by limb into 12 pieces, and sent her throughout all the borders of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider it, take counsel, and speak. Judges 19:16-30. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to reflect upon the response of Israel against this great evil, saying, so all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man, Judges 20:11. What will it take for a nation to rise up against evildoers?